The Villains League draft continues. The final three rounds. Less talk, more evil drafting. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do We Like Theme Parks podcast?
Yo. Bring
you
back now.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other new fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Howdy, partners. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and so far has drafted two amazing people, Madam Mim, Ka, look out. It's Miriam Kenley. Miriam, how are you feeling about your draft so far?
Oh, plenty more panic picks to go.
I think you're killing it. I think you're doing great, and you're going with your heart, and I like that. I respect the heart picks. It's good. I do it in fantasy all the time, and I lose, but still, respect. Respect.
Don't worry. This next round is going to get weird.
All right. I'm here for it. And we're also joined by comedian Diz Nerd and Villains League champion from 2019, trying to do the repeat, baby. It's Mark Andrada. Mark, how are you?
I feel good. I feel good about my choices so far.
Yep.
And not just my choices in this draft, but my choices in life that have led me to this moment.
So far in this draft, you are essentially picking your old team again, which I like the strategy. You won. It makes sense.
Yeah. I've got some surprises up my sleeve, though. Oh. Don't think that this is a beat-for-beat replay of the last team.
Good. That's good. I'm excited. I'm here for heartfelt choices. I'm here for sneaky moves up sleeves. I am ready. And you know what? All of our friends are here and ready. So let's get right back, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the Villains League. All right, we're back with the last three rounds of Villains League Draft. Also back, our amazing Dastardly team captains. It's Marty Adams, Gabriella, Gene, Matthew, Nigel, Dale, and of course, Mark and Miriam. Everybody, welcome back to the Villains League Draft.
Yay!
Yeah.
Everyone, yeah, Nigel. yes. All right, friends. Well, we got through two rounds of the draft. The draft continues. We'll just jump right back in. But really quickly here, we got to hit up the rules if you're just joining us. So each team needs to draft a villain from each of the following categories. And they are magical meanies, demons, and other dead stuff, monsters, beasts, and ill-tempered animals, real terrible human people, cruel cronies, and finally, very evil pets. Now, these evil teams are going to be squaring off right here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast for the next few weeks until we crown our 2021 Villains League champion, and it is going to be a blast. So, friends, we're back. We are heading up the top of round three, and that means Miriam Kenley is back on the clock with her third pick in the third round.
And this one was a little bit harder for me. I was kind of floating between Charles Muntz and Cruella de Vil, both dog people. So instead, I decided to do Madame Medusa, who has taken some alligators and made them into dog types of peoples.
If either of you try to follow me, you will get blasted!
Wow, off the board, Madame Medusa. I like it. Wow, she is brutal, but I tell you, yeah, she's got pet alligators.
Pet gators.
Yeah.
She's the best. The scene of her taking her eyelashes off is like one of the most satisfying Disney scenes ever written.
Yeah.
And love her for it.
I'll have you know that those two crocs are in the animal henchmen division. So just, you know, just saying, letting you know.
Thank you for letting everybody know.
Oh, thanks, Chris. I never saw that movie.
We all know that Marty knows that. Okay. We all know that Marty knows that.
Gabriella, going with Madame Medusa, there's so many of these evil human people you can pick. What do you think of that? Was that another heart-filled pick, or do you think that was a strategic move?
I think Miriam's got a plan. I think she has something that she is keeping up her sleeve because she is I'll call them unique. There have been some unique choices from Girlfriend. So I just have to believe that she's got something bigger planned for this upcoming Villains League.
Oh, so many niceties. Let me go ask Gene. Let's get some real answers. Gene, what do you think of Madame Medusa right here?
I feel like I've been picking on Miriam all day, but I don't like to pick. I'm gonna be honest. I feel like she kind of reminds me of Mrs. Hannigan from Annie. I mean, like, I don't think there's anything really. She's just kind of annoying more than anything. I'm not worried about. I'll be honest. I would love to be able to go up against Madame Medusa first round. So that way, I know I'm gonna get past that first round.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
Woo! Shots fired! Pop! 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 Pop!
Whoever makes the schedule, just like I'm just saying.
Well, tell you what. At the end,
kind of hard to go against her without Frollo. I'll tell you that much.
And then he mutes his mic. He mutes his mic right after too, man. Like right after the comment, he mutes his mic. Yep. That's another statement.
Marty knows what he's doing. I think a great fun pick right here in the top of the third round, Miriam with Madame Medusa. And that takes us over to Matt Yipchuk. It's the Mad Tea Partiers with their third pick in the third round. Who do you got, Matt?
Admittedly, this isn't a smart pick, and I know this, but I've been strategic with my first two picks, and the heart wants what it wants. So I'm really now just going with a character that means so much to me. I am picking from the very evil pets division. And if anyone can see this lovely cat butt right here, I am adding the one, the only, the fabulous, ferocious feline, Lucifer. Named for the devil himself.
Damn it. That was who I was gonna pick. Snatched from me.
Look at this beautiful creature. Tell me you haven't seen a tail as magnificent as this. He's basically the Cheshire Cat's evil twin. You see the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland, and you know that that cat has some evil up his sleeve that he's not willing to embrace. This is the cat who is. This is the cat who's not afraid to be his full evil self, and I respect him for it.
Listen, man, I mean, all your points are valid. Fun fact, your boy here, I played
the Cheshire Cat.
I did play the Cheshire Cat in elementary school. My dad made the suit, and I painted it. Will that image be on IG when we drop this episode?
It might be.
But you know what? In general, I mean, cats are all kind of evil, right? Like, let's just call it what it is. I mean, are cats
are garbage. Cats are just straight up garbage. Yeah. So yeah.
No. Cats know what they want.
I'll make
cats
that statement.
Know what they want and they go for it.
But Lucifer never, ever, ever did anything, really. He basically slept 95% of the movie and then he never got the mice ever.
Yeah, because Lucifer established an environment where he didn't need to do anything but sleep. Everyone knew where they stood in relation to that cat. They knew not to ruffle his fur.
But if he gave himself like maybe just another 10%, maybe he would have caught one of those mice. He's kind of lazy.
Yeah, no, because the fun is in the chase. And those mice weren't doing anything. I mean, it's like, if you're a basketball player, are you going to get rid of your basketball and then just have an empty court with nothing to play with?
I might.
I mean,
okay, well,
you might hit a shot every now and then, but fair enough, you know?
I'm just curious, you know, if you like cats so much, there was one pick where you could have got two for the price of one, so why didn't you do that?
Nigel!
Because those... Oh, my gosh! Look at that! You can't even know!
Nigel is showing us the photo of him as the Cheshire Cat.
Yeah.
It is hilarious. It must be shared.
I could have had two cats for the price of one, but those cats, they are directionless.
I'll accept it.
I'll accept. Cheshire Cat, not on the Villains League board. Would you call him a villain?
He's not a villain. He's kind of an anti-hero.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
Chaotic neutral, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, truth. Okay, that was Lucifer, an interesting pick, but a goodie, because cats are just mean and garbage, as Dale would say. And this will bring us to Gabriella. It's the Toilets of Terror with their third pick.
I'm not going to lie. I just realized when you reset the rules that we're picking one from each category.
Yeah, one of each. That's
I was just picking them. It just so happened that I didn't pick the first two from the same category.
Now I get it. I've been following along. I would have let you know. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be going to really mean human people.
Yes.
And I'll be choosing Shan Yu from Mulan.
I tire of your arrogance, old man. Bow to me!
Oh, an excellent pick. Shan Yu.
Great pick.
I mean, does anyone get any meaner as far as like human people? I don't know.
Does anyone else pop out of the snow like daisies? No.
No, no. I mean, talk about a contrast. Woozles and Shan Yu. I mean, what a squad. Yeah. Matt Yipchuk, the pick of Shan Yu. Strategic?
See, here's the thing. It's not somebody that I would pick, but I respect the pick. My thing with Shan Yu is that, like, just not the most engaging villain to watch, but I think that's the power, is that Shan Yu is just going to, like, slide in undetected with all of his awesome warrior skills and then just kill it. Like, he survived snow, you know?
Yeah,
like, he would survive an Elsa attack. Not that she's there, even though, fun fact, she was supposed to be a villain. Would have made the movie better, but here we are.
Might have made this draft better, too. I like the Shan Yu pick. Miriam, how evil do you think Shan Yu is?
Extremely evil.
Enough said. Well done. Yeah. Okay.
I have a quick question. Yeah. So that pick is solidified, right? Gabriella, you can't change your mind, or Chris, is that correct?
I don't know. Commissioner?
It sounds to me like Gabriella has, the pick has been made.
Okay, good.
I mean, I already wrote it down. So.
Great. Now, I bring that up because, as you know, you have Ursula, who's pretty powerful, and I think she'd be even more powerful with her two very evil pets, which are now still on the board.
I thought about it.
Don't let them.
Oh, and I thought about it too, Gabriella. I've thought about it too.
Well, it's
showed your hand with you're splitting up characters here.
I'm making everyone weaker, Gabriella. That is how I win.
Bless you. I was prepared to get flotsam and jetsam ripped from me because I saw you do it to many before.
She's thinking ahead, two steps ahead of you, Marty Adams. Look out.
Flotsam and jetsam are earrings. Ursula looks good with or without them, and she can make it work.
All right, we're back with the champ. It's Mark Andrade with his third pick in the third round. Mark, you've got Man and Jafar so far. Who is your next pick?
Tamatoa.
Are you just trying to get me to talk about myself? Because if you are, I will gladly do so.
Bringing the band back together.
It's the same team.
Also a former member of the Monstars, Inc. Laugh Floor. Mark, is there anybody from the old squad you're not going to pick up?
You'll find out. I've got a couple of surprises up my sleeve, so you'll see.
All right, Marty, is Tamatoa the pick here to take in the really crabby animals division? Would he be your guy?
No, Tomatillo is not my guy.
Okay, Tomatillo, isn't that like a
soup? That's like a salsa.
Yeah, it's like a taco soup. Sorry about that. Get it mixed up with the most lame evil beast there is, Tamatoa. No, it's a terrible pick. And you know what? You know why it's so awful? Because for some reason, it beat Mordu, the demon bear who eats children and babies. Somehow, Tomatillo beat him. So anyways.
Tortilla soup for the win. All right.
Listen, I'll say this. A poor craftsman blames his tools.
Shots fired.
All right, we keep on going, and it is Dale, the queen of the World Showcase Showdown, with the Wed Way People Eaters. Dale, who do you like right here in the third round?
Man, I am still reeling off losing that cat. I gotta say, I didn't think anyone was gonna pick it. So with disappointment, I moved to a completely different category so I don't panic in evil pets.
Okay.
I'm gonna go into cruel cronies.
Okay.
And I'm gonna choose Wiggins.
A stirring oration, sir. I'm sure the men were most exhilarated.
It's important. It's an important person to choose. I think, you know, you've got colonizers and then you got the servants of the colonizers. And I like, come on. Like, I don't even know. It's got to be worse, right? You're not even here doing the colonizing. You're just here serving one.
Wow. Like, the stand for social justice worse. Continues. Yes.
Like, and then what? You're just making, you're just like, cutting bushes and stuff. You're like bad. You're bad person. If you can't see what's happening to the people of, you know, of this land, and you're there doing like bushes and stuff,
He was also crafting.
This guy's the worst. This guy's evil, man. This guy's bad news.
Once again, I'm an ally to Dale's choice. I mean, listen, you dropping colonizers immediately, like, it's like Metal Gear Solid over here. Like, you prrr, like the alert goes up. Yeah. I'm on board with Dale. Yeah, good pick.
All right, that's it. That, stand by it. Write it down.
That noise is the worst. That bring. I hate that noise. Okay, I'll put that down.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Wiggins is the selection. Let's go to Gene for some realness. Gene, Wiggins in the third round. He sounds like a fifth rounder to me. Where do you stand on Wiggins?
It's a bit of a reach, but you know what? Like, he's kind of weaselly, and it takes me back to the Edgar Balthasar pick, because he seems like a younger version of Edgar Balthasar.
Ooh,
yeah, okay. You know, I know who I know, right?
Yeah.
And that,
he
you know,
feels like Edgar Balthasar, but before life beat him up.
Yeah, you know what? I'll do their family trees. I'll get into ancestry. I'll see what's going on. On because we don't know, like Pocahontas, that happens in like the 1600s. We're talking like Jesuits and stuff. By the time we get to Edgar, could be, you know.
Great point.
Like, right. We know with those Jesuits and everything, we know we're connected to Frollo, so we got that. Yeah. We got the Frollo in the back pocket with that.
All right, friends, it's Marty Adams time. It's the Boogity Knights are back. Marty, Wiggins is off the board, in case you didn't know. Who are you?
Oh, man.
Who do you like?
That was my next three picks. You know, guys, so much to choose from. Flotsam and Jetsam still on the board. Brutus and Nero, the crocodiles. Madame Medusa still on the board. Iago, the sidekick to Jafar, still on the board.
Madame Medusa is not on the board, by the way.
Yo, Marty's team is just going to be full of assists. Like, it's just going to be people that assist the main villain. It's not going to be any main villain at all. Pull it out, man. You're just going to pick all the assists, man. All the hype, man. That's it. Anyway, go ahead with the pick.
I make everyone weaker by making myself not so much strong, okay? That's my choice. No, you know what? I have lots of time because of the serpentine structure. I can pick those losers later. But for now, I'm going to pick the greatest magical meanie there is, the one that got me all the way to the finals. And that is none other than the Headless Horseman.
Good.
The Headless Horseman is back where he belongs on Marty's squad. Marty, if you don't know, is the king of Halloween. Marty, we were able to determine how the Horseman can be defeated last time. Do you think this was the right pick to go back to the Horseman? And quite frankly, your team is also shaping up to be just like your former team. Is this the right strategy?
Well, here's what I'll say. Someone made a point that it's the character at the height of their power. I dislike this person, but I like the comment, and I believe that it's the Headless Horseman at the height of his power, which is unbeatable because he's a spirit and he actually kills people. And he's the only villain to actually win in his story.
This is true. The Headless Horseman is not defeated or thwarted or cast, exiled or anything like that. Just the
pumpkin
legend,
breaks.
The legend continues.
So. Yeah, but he's got like 50 of those.
There's got to be.
You picked a cat, sir. You picked a cat. You could have had two. You picked one.
Lucifer is worth like five cats. Look how big he is.
When he's awake. Thank you, Gene. Gene's defending me. This is how it's going right now.
Every man for himself. I'm going to boo in Marty's next pick, I think.
Mark, you've been getting a lot of flack from Marty about your picks. What do you think about Headless Horseman right here in the third round?
He couldn't get him to win last time. Maybe this coach could figure it out and get this Headless Horseman to do any kind of damage. But I mean, we saw how easily defeated the Headless Horseman was last time. So anything can happen. There's a whole game in front of us. Anything can happen. I'm not going to downplay Marty's picks. I think Marty's picks downplay themselves.
Pew, pew, pew. Shots fired. It's Villains League time, friends. There's no friends. There's just villains. This brings us to Jeter. It's team name TBD.
Well, I was just saying, I got my team name.
Oh, please. Yeah. What's the new team name?
Hades and Halal.
Yes, Jeter.
Yes.
So, yes. We'll go there. I think I got the steal of the draft right now in the third round. I get three picks for the price of one.
Ooh.
They actually took out a main villain, Shenzi, Bonzi, and Ed.
Mufasa. Do it again. Mufasa. 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 Mufasa.
An excellent pick in the third round. In fact, I know a guy who drafted them last time. An excellent pick. And that was me, by the way. You get three for the price of one. And look, you know these guys can do damage. Gene, why this pick here?
Because, I mean, Scar is one of the top villains in all the thing, but even they took out Scar.
Yeah.
And you get, again, you might be able to fight off a dog. You might be able to fight off two dogs. You're not fighting off three dogs. Three hyenas.
Right.
So I really think that they can really just do a lot of damage.
All right. So Shenzi, Benzi, and Ed are the pick. They're dangerous. And, you know, you could argue that they're some of the most dangerous in the animal henchmen division. And there's three of them. So a nice pick there by Gene. This takes us over to Nigel for two picks in a row. Nigel, this is your pick in the third round. Who do you like?
Ladies and gentlemen, there has been a tag in by a new captain, a new man who's more villainous than the man before, the Black Manta. I am bringing in your man, James Earl Jones, the voice of Darth Vader. Shout out to Disney because they own Star Wars now, but that's what I'm bringing in. Now I got to go with the next pick because your boy Gene, I thought we were dudes, talked about basketball on the break, and my guy's like, yo, boom, I got your three picks. He's got my three guys, so I got to come with something else. That's okay. So I'm all, and the man's off the board. Let me just make sure that I don't have man here. That means I'm just going to go with,
Hey, Nigel, did you just try to pick Darth Vader? Did that just happen?
Can I?
No, you cannot. But that's why I'm
okay. No, I didn't. I was just trying to keep with the villainous theme.
It was very villainous. I mean, okay, great. I just was double checking. Okay, so who do you like?
Wait, but can I?
No, you can't.
Okay.
It's in the email. No Star Wars, no Marvel. Sorry.
So, in that case, you know what? Keeping it in the fashion of threes, your boy's gonna pick Lock, Shock, and Barrel.
Jack sent for us.
Specifically.
By name.
Lock.
Shock.
Barrel.
Ooh. From the night before Christmas. What's good? You need the devious. You need that gang behind you. You need that threesome. Boom.
Aren't they literally children?
Yeah, yep. But they're the sketchiest, evilest kids that
evil children.
I mean, they get stuff done. I really like this pick, maybe because I picked them last time as well. Just saying.
In the cruel cronies division, you got it.
I think they're one of the stronger picks in that division, but I got to ask Gene where he feels. Is this who you would take in the third round, Gene?
No, I would take who I took because I couldn't. What I did. I looked at it this way. Three hyenas versus three children. I'll take the hyenas any day.
You're not wrong, bro. You're not wrong. Like, if we meet up, I'm definitely just throwing up the white flag, man. I mean, I'm afraid of dogs. I'm a grown-ass man. You know what I mean? Right. You put spots on them and a funny laugh? Yo, your brother's out. I'm out. It's fine. I'll concede. I get it.
All right, friends. Well, we're back with the top of the fourth round now. Nigel is still on the clock with another pick, the first in the fourth round. Nigel, Dr. Facilier, Scar, Lock, Shock, and Barrel. You got two categories left to choose from. I believe from the evil human types.
Yeah.
And the...
Evil pets. Evil pets. Yes, that's right. I'm not even going to hesitate here. I'm going to go with... I'm doing this pick is for the fans. It's for the people out there that have supported me, that have jumped on my IG, that have said, this guy knows what he's talking about. When we talk about heroes, when we talk about capes, when we talk about my boy Syndrome.
No, I'm a new superhero. I'm Syndrome.
Lock it in is the pick. Let's go. The Incredibles. Look, I'm going to reference this again. And I've done it before. My girl Gabriella was like, hey, man, from childhood, you know, I had issues with the Evil Queen. No, with Madame Mim. No, who'd you pick again? with Ursula, you know?
We're healing traumas here together, and you can't even remember my
thing. He had traumas. And I'm saying that Syndrome in The Incredibles was just incredible. Give me Syndrome. Let's go.
Syndrome, an excellent pick. I'll also add that he was on my old team. The last three picks are from Bondo's old squad. I'm impressed. But Syndrome in that cape, you got to watch out. For some realness, heading over to Gene. Gene, Syndrome, is he just a punk kid or is he a master of disaster?
I mean, he's got all the tools, the skill set. I just don't think he's got what it's going to really... I don't think he's got it, though.
You don't think he's got it, eh?
Yeah, I just don't think he's got it, man. He's got the skills. He's got the tools. He's a, you know, I think when his number's called, it's not going to really play
interesting.
Out.
Interesting. So there's an it factor that he's just...
He doesn't get that it factor. I think to myself, when I think about Syndrome, I think like Syndrome who, you know?
Right.
There's no pizzazz, no wow.
Gene.
No sizzle.
No sizzle.
Gene. All steak, no sizzle. All steak, no sizzle.
But Gene, it took you so long to even come up with that. Then it was good. But you took too long. If you take this long, if we go head to head, my friend, it's over. Or it's over before you saw it.
You know what? I'm sweating.
Gene's feeling the heat.
My thyroid.
The man is fresh off of surgery, Nigel. Calm down.
I'm sorry. My bad. Pick. It was a people's pick. I got heated. Okay? Yeah. I was defending.
Such a villain, Nigel Downer. Miriam, what do you think, Syndrome? Punk kid or is he legit?
Syndrome's so cute. I think he's a perfect pick. He just wants to be a hero and it goes sideways. I love Syndrome. I think he's great.
So he's a fanboy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing better than that.
There's nothing tougher than that.
Hey, you haven't been to a con, have you?
All right, so
Syndrome's got money though. You gotta watch. He's loaded. What can a person do? They can send Shatner to space with money. That's what you can do.
Yeah.
Like, watch out.
Because he's a fanboy, he's going to have researched everything about his opponent. You know,
he always does.
Good point.
He's going to know everything about it. He's going to explain it to them.
Yeah.
Like, that's what a fanboy does, for sure.
Boom.
Loving it. Well, Syndrome's a cutie. And Gene is back up. It's Hades and Halal Jener. Who do you got? You've got Hades, Queen of Hearts, Shenzi, Benzi, and Ed. A great squad. Who is your fourth pick?
We're going to go with Shere Khan.
Bravo, bravo. An extraordinary performance. And thank you for detaining my victim.
Shere Khan is available. An excellent pick in the fourth round. Wow.
Nice.
How dare you take the giant, powerful cat from me?
How's it feel, huh? Someone takes your cat. How's that feel now?
You know,
don't like it, huh?
Too good.
There's a few other cats on the board, Matt. I think you're all right. Shere Khan, Gene, why here? Tell me why he's the greatest left in the animals division.
I mean, he's a Bengal tiger. I mean, he's tough. He's vicious.
Yeah.
I looked at a lot of the other animals. I think he's on par to be like, you look who's there. You got Scar. He's the only one I feel like can match up with him is Scar. And even that, I still take Shere Khan because Scar lost to a couple of hyenas. But I mean, like Brer Fox, Brer Bear, I mean, they're weak. Hopper's a bug. Where there's a lamb. I mean, there's nothing there. I think Shere Khan is the cream of the crop in this division.
I love it. If you've ever watched Tailspin, Shere Khan was like a mobster. You know, he was kind of like the mafiose in the Tailspin, multiverse of Jungle Book. So I got to tell you, this guy can do it all, you know, from just like apex predator to gangster. Shere Khan, an excellent pick.
Okay, Chris, so we can pull from two source materials for these characters?
I was just watching Tailspin the other day, that's all. I'm just, you know.
I would like some clarification, Commissioner.
Spin it.
At the peak of their powers, that's what I'm giving you. So,
what about the two source materials, which is the question?
Okay, well, let's get specific. Which character of yours has two source materials that you
want to... We'll get to it, but I want a ruling on this.
Let's get there when you draft. We'll worry about it then. You know, cross that bridge when we get there.
We're at that bridge because you just brought up two source materials for this character that was drafted.
You know what? I think you can... Sure, if you want to talk about the alternate universe character in another thing, you know, I think it's open. Is it really up to me or is it up to the judges when we get into the debates? in the matchups.
It's up to you right now.
I think it's up to the judges. So, hey, moving on, picking the next pick in the fourth round here. It's Marty Adams and his super squad, the Boogity Knights. Marty, who do you like here? You've got Frollo, Facilier's Shadow, Headless Horseman. Looks like you're still looking for some animals, an evil pet, and the big animals. Which one are you going at?
Oh, I'm definitely going very evil pets, Chris.
Okay, very good.
And, you know, it's definitely a toss-up. Flotsam and Jetsam, Brutus and Nero. I could use them all.
I hate this guy, man. Yeah, I mean, like, I hate to cut in on his picks. Well, I mean, that good. Okay.
I will say, Marty, there's a lot of cats in this division remaining. You've got Psy and Am. You've got Gideon. There's some options if you want to go the cat route as well.
Well, if I was going to pick a cat, I would pick two for the price of one because that's the only good decision. But, you know, I think out of the two I just mentioned, I think I'm going to have to go with Iago.
Oh, Jafar, you're too kind. I'm embarrassed. I'm blushing.
That's right, Mark. You won't get to power multiply this time. And what's going to happen when we meet in the finals? You're going to lose because you won't have your little henchman there to help you. Oh, I'm more powerful now that I have two characters that go together. Not anymore.
Iago, the pick. Let's get some realness from Dale Boyer. Dale, Iago, what powers does Iago have in a fight?
Just the sheer ability to grate my nerves. Make me hate that movie simply because of him. Yeah, I think he's powerful. Even when I was a kid, I was like, Christmas, like, this guy's the terrible. That's what I think. So I think he's a great pick. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie in ages because I can't stand the bird in it.
That's fair. But, you know, for a good 2 seconds in that movie, Jafar makes him super powerful. He becomes a really mean bird. So thanks for that, Mark.
That never happens.
I think the only thing I know about this bird is that I think I read the second book once to my kid, and I think the bird turns nice and then the bird turns bad again.
Yeah, confusing.
Nothing worse than a turncoat. Nothing more evil.
All right, Marty with Iago filling out his lineup, and that brings us right back to you, Dale, with the Wedway People Eaters in the fourth pick in the fourth round.
It's getting tough here, guys. You're really picking up a lot of the really obvious characters here. They're real easy picks, so, you know, it's getting tough. I think for me, it comes down between two. And the truth is, there's some picks here that I've chosen of movies I haven't seen in a while. So I got some homework to do.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to pick something. I'm going to pick some characters that there's no chance of me being able to see because it's all been banned. So we're going to pick Briar Fox and Briar Bear. Can't watch it. So there we go. I'm going to pick them. I can't even remember what they do. I know what they do in the ride. So I think I'm going to say them from the ride. If you're going against the animatronic Brer Fox and Brer Bear.
I like the pick. It's a double-double of potentially evilness, but how evil are they, you know? Yeah, other than being wildly offensive, there's that. But
they're opportunistic. Yeah. You know, they want stuff. I don't blame them. Their pants are falling off. You know, they barely have clothes. The rabbit really is like living. He's got a house. I get it. I look around at people. I go, why you have that big house? I want that big house and pants that fit. I relate to these two. That's who I'm picking.
All right. I like that.
I almost picked Honest John.
Gabriella, this is a pick. It's an interesting one. A little off the board, if you ask me. How do you feel about Dale's pick?
Briar Fox, Briar Bear. That is a choice. I will say that. since you can't watch the movie, who's to say they don't have? I mean, none of us can verify what they can and cannot do. Fair. So,
actually, I've got it on a hard drive. If anybody wants it, I can just Dropbox it to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't do that. I'm sorry, I don't do that. I only pay for my content, thank you. I couldn't possibly, not to mention the other social ramifications of watching the film. I don't know. I'll have to sit with that and think about that a little bit. If I should do that. So many complications.
Well, you let me know. I'm just saying I've got it. So.
Moral complications for me. I'll talk to my therapist. I'll work it out. We'll see. Let's see. We'll see.
DVD.
Okay, Commissioner, so I think this sets up two precedents of two source material characters.
Yeah, because I'll be using the ride, so exactly. I'm just going with that. So,
okay, perfect.
Well, but the things on the ride are depictions from the film, are they not?
Well, who knows?
We don't know.
I don't know.
None of us are allowed to watch that.
And the judges will be allowed to weigh in and see how they feel about it. Okay, all right, glad we talked that through. And it's Mark! Our champ with his fourth pick. You've got Man, Jafar, and Tamatoa. Who do you like now, Mark?
Can't pick Iago.
Yes, I'm aware, Marty. Iago is actually not on my list, so congratulations on that. You ruined nothing. you know, sometimes, Chris, you see a player, you see this player, and you know if they've got potential, but they're on a bad team with a bad coach and bad management, and everything's just bad, and it's not the right fit. And you know that player is like, oh man, that player was just finessed the right way. This could be one of the most powerful, best players of the game. I'm choosing Magic Mirror.
What wouldst thou know, my queen?
Magic Mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
That was my next one, Mark.
Yes, yes.
Which was, I'm so sorry. That was Marty's crown jewel. Last time around.
The magic mirror is selected.
It got me pretty far until someone said someone could just take the mirror off the wall and smash it. And then I lost.
Magic mirror.
Pat's got the shirt.
And the t-shirt.
Listen, that was my team that I said to take it off the wall and smash it. And I lost somehow. That's all I'm saying. Well, still an interesting pick. Very powerful. Can see and knows all, but can't really move or do anything. So there's that. For some realness, let me get over to Matt. Matt, a magic mirror. I know you got the t-shirt.
I do. I love the mirror.
But so you're feeling mirror. You like this pick.
Well, no, here's the thing. Like last year when I was listening as an avid fan, I was 100% on board for mirror. And then I can't remember who it was, but it sounds like it might've been you, Chris, who pointed out you smashed the thing and then it's over. Like, and I think the mirror is only as strong as the person who uses it. And if we're going head to head and the mirror has to fend for itself, like the mirror is really just, it's a tool. Like a hammer doesn't do anything if it just sits by itself. A hammer doesn't hammer on its own. The hammer is only as useful as the one wielding it.
True.
So the magic mirror is
good point.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you. And so really the magic mirror, like it's just going to sit silent. You have to ask it a question. Then you have to decipher verse to figure out what use it is to you.
Okay. We're getting deep. I like that deep mirror talk. Let's do it. But we got a pick, and it's Gabriella from the Kerflush Toilets of Terror. They're back. What's going on, Gabriella? Who do you like? You got Ursula, you got Woozles, and you got Shan Yu. I mean, like, the worst.
Yeah, so we're getting a little picked over, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But given that they're still on the board, but I'm going to go very evil pets.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Flotsam and Jetsam.
Yes.
Keeping the team together.
I like it.
Okay.
Double down on the powers. What a great choice here in the fourth round.
Mm-hmm. I think they'd actually be pretty good. Can they electrocute? Are they electric eels?
Yeah.
I mean, they could be pretty dangerous. I think they, especially in tandem. I mean, I still think three hyenas can take two eels. That's easy. But
are they underwater though?
Yeah, well, I mean, they would bring scuba gear, obviously, Matt. I mean, come on.
Okay,
fair.
So, just making sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're not just going to go in the water without scuba gear. But I think it's a very good pick, especially, I think, in the fourth round, not a reach at all.
Yeah.
I think I like the pick.
This is good value in the fourth round, without a doubt.
Great value.
Yeah, excellent value. All
it's
right.
It's like Tom Brady in the sixth.
Yeah, this good year. Value. Yeah, liking it. All right, this brings us over to Matt. It's the Mad Tea Partiers. Matt Yipchuk, this is your fourth pick. You've got the Evil Queen, Pain and Panic, and that Chunky Cat. And you've got two more people coming your way to fill out the team. What do you need? What do you like?
I'm shocked that no one has picked up this gem yet. Dare I say, the greatest Disney villain to ever grace the Disney silver screen. I have an entire video about why this is the best Disney villain of all time. Check it out at Teacup for One. Now, I wasn't convinced that I was going to add this person to my draft, but in looking at who I have, I actually think they are the perfect addition. Now, here's why. Because I started off my team strong with the Evil Queen, right? Yeah. And there is nothing more powerful than the ultimate power couple. And I think I have the perfect person to match her with. And they are going to complement each other so perfectly. And honestly, I think I can see a little bit of matchmaking going on here as well. Yeah. And here we go. I am pitting her with Gaston.
Belle, it's about time you got your head out of those books and paid attention to more important things, like me.
Two narcissists coming together to serve one another in tandem. He's mortal. She's magic. They're both beautiful. They're both into that. I think this right here, if the two of them could meet somehow, they would be unstoppable, and they will be. No one fights like Gaston.
I mean, certainly a popular choice. I don't think Gaston got picked last year.
Were just scared.
Yeah, probably didn't know how to use them right. And the Evil Queen,
I
and
think
Gaston,
he was on Dustin's team.
Was he? No. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. There you go. I was wrong. See, I said I was wrong before. I didn't think. Well, hey, Miriam's got something to say, and it's good because it's her turn. It's the last pick in the fourth round. Miriam, you've got Madame Mim, Madame Medusa, and Ka. Is there another Madame that you might need?
Listen, I really would like some clarification on this question because I am really looking at Jasper and Horace, but only the 2021 Jasper and Horace. So I would really like to know.
Okay,
I can use that.
I can give you clarification because this did come up in the 2019 Villains League, and we kept to the animated version, and the live action was not a point of reference. If that's the
fine
question.
Yeah. Well, animated Jasper and Horace are garbage, so I will be choosing Kronk.
Yeah, tell me about it. No, it's not you. She's not the easiest person to get close to. There's a wall there. Trust me.
Kronk, an excellent pick here in the fourth round. Hey. I think it's a great pick. I like Kronk. getting some realness here, let's swing over to Gene. Kronk in the fourth round as a crony.
I my problem with Kronk is he's too good of a guy. I think he's just manipulated too much by Yzma, but I think he's actually got a heart of gold. I think he's actually like a guy that is not a bad dude. I think Kronk's actually not a, I think he's a nice guy. He doesn't scare me at all.
Is this some?
Yeah, but you're from New York, man. Nothing scares you, dog.
That's what I'm saying.
Whatever, man.
I'll tell you what's like, scary,
man. Like, guy, what do you like? You're New York, all right? So get off our back already.
Some of the scariest people in New York talk to squirrels on the streets, and this guy talks to squirrels. So
that's true.
Maybe I maybe sold him short a little bit. He does speak to squirrels, and I've seen some
squeak,
crazy
squeakity squeak squeaking.
Speak to squirrels in Manhattan. Yeah, I wouldn't mess with them either. This might be an underrated pick.
We got the wolf is howling, so that means we got to take a quick break right here on the We Like Theme Parks as we continue the Villains League draft. We got one round left, and it'll be another pick by Miriam after we take a quick break right here on the We Like Theme Parks
podcast.
Yeah, baby.
Villains League.
The draft continues. It's the final round. It's round five. And Miriam, as we serpentine, it's right back to her for her last pick in the draft. Miriam, who do you like?
I just need some very evil pets. And obviously, I'm going to go with Brutus and Nero.
Brutus! Nero, stop that inferno racket! I mean now!
Oh, yes.
Evil pets ever.
Brutus and Nero, and doubling again, extending the power of Madame Medusa. An excellent choice. That's some great value in the last round. They're crocodiles, for crying out loud. I mean, yikes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trained crocodiles.
Was this a strategy all along to match and double up the power of Madame Medusa? Or was this just, this is the best person you think was left in that category?
You know, I don't feel like revealing that at all. So you read into it what you desire.
All right. I think it was a pointed strategy and you did a great job, Miriam. Way to go. And that brings us over to Mr. Matthew Yipchuk. It's the Mad Tea Partiers and your final pick, Matt.
Yeah, I have to pick a monster, beast, or ill-tempered animal. Well, and all the cats are gone.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this before you make this pick. So the audience knows, here's who Matt has to choose from. We got Pete. Pete's still on the board, and he's a rascal.
Yeah, he's a cat, but
He's a big cat. He's really big. You got King John. You got the Sheriff of Nottingham. You've got Honest John from Pinocchio. You got Ratigan. That guy Ratigan. You've got Randall Boggs. I like that pick. Wink, wink. You got Captain Gantu from Lilo and Stitch. Bellwether from Zootopia. She's sneaky. Hopper from A Bug's Life. Mordu, the scary bear from The Brave. The Carnotaurus from Dinosaur. And Lotso Bear, cute and cuddly and adorable from Toy Story. Is it two or three? I don't know, one of them.
Three or one of them. Who knows? Yeah, he does smell like strawberries, and I do support that. Mm-hmm. But my top cats are gone, so I kind of have to go for a wild card pick here. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about Bellwether because she's good at clerical work. We know that. Mm-hmm. But this is the other thing is that, like, I think she could keep everyone organized and in line, but I think her ego would make her turn against the rest of my teammates. I don't think that they would be able to work in tandem because she has an inferiority complex that's going to be her downfall. Mm. And I have relatively strong people here. So I'm going to have to, you know what? It's not even because you said the wink, wink, but that confirmed it for me. I have to pick Randall.
You still think this is about that stupid scare record?
Randall Boggs, an excellent choice here. Good value in the last round of the draft. I mean, the thing about Randall Boggs is he can straight up be invisible.
Exactly.
Yeah. So good luck finding that guy. I mean, that's a great power to have. He's quick. He's sneaky. Dale, do you think that Randall Boggs is a scary lizard and someone to be quite the foe? Or is it, again, just a little lizard?
I like Randall Boggs' motivators. His deep motivators of popularity and, you know, trying to be better than other people just for the sake of being better than other people. So I like that because mm-hmm. I think that that's a really horrible motivator. I like that aspect. But I do think that he kind of a lot of times stumbles into his successes. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he can close it.
Ooh, interesting. That's some realness right there. Can he close the deal when it's all on the line?
Randall Boggs. He was the number two scarer. He can close the deal.
Number two.
All right, that gets us over to Gabriella with her fifth pick in the last round here. Gabriella, I think you need an evil pet. Is that what you need?
I need a cruel crony.
Is it a cruel crony? Yeah. Okay, excellent. A cruel crony it is.
I mean, I'm new to the whole categories thing, apparently.
So let's read off who's available left in the cruel category division. There's not a lot of names left here. You've got LeFou. How about LeFou? That guy, good news. Smee. Kind of classic crony. You've got Anastasia and Drizella Tremaine. That's a double-double right there. And speaking of double-doubles, there's Jasper and Horace who remains. The Creeper from The Black Cauldron. And Nathaniel from Enchanted.
And my pick is Smee.
Oh, my good friend Davy Jones. Good morning, shipmate.
And what's good about it, Mr. Smee?
It's Smee. All right.
Smee is so cute.
There it is.
I love his outfit. He's one of my favorite things to bound. Perfect.
Nigel, give me some realness here. Smee in the fifth round. You think Smee can get it done in a street fight?
No. But I'll tell you this. Everybody said all the good things about Smee. I mean, Smee is a fun dude to have around. I mean, he's that guy. He's like the best worst hype man. You know what I mean? Like you have, if you're in a fight, and it's like Flavor Flav shows up, but Flavor Flav is drunk and high at the same time, which is not like Flavor, which is like Flavor Flav, I guess. Yeah. I mean,
that's how Flavor Flav used to be. He's cleaned up his act. Let's be reasonable.
Good for Flavor.
Mark Andrada coming in with 2021 facts. You're not wrong. But Smee is fun because the beauty of this draft and of whatever the matchups are going to be is that you don't know what the matchups are going to be. You don't know. Smee might be that saving grace. He might be that guy who kind of stumbles into it and is like that, you know, drunken kung fu master and wins you the round. I mean, yeah, the chances are very unlikely, but it could happen.
Yeah, I like the sound of this. You know what, Gabriella, you said earlier that you wanted the magic mirror. Are you willing to do a trade? I'll do you a straight trade, magic mirror for Smee.
Me? Oh my gosh. I am going to have to take that. I magic mirror
was wow, a trade.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. This is incredible.
This
trade.
Is an upset.
Okay. Thank you so much. So we're making it official. The magic mirror has been moved to the Gabriella squad, the Toilets of Terror, and Smee is now a part of Mark's squad. Incredible trait.
Does he just get to reinvent the rules and everyone's okay with it? Because if so, how about I trade Frollo to Gene for the rest of his guys?
It's got
to be. And then he has one guy. Why not?
It's got to be the same number. You got to have the same number come in and go.
I don't want that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It was a straight trade in the same category.
Kudos to Gabriella. That's the trade of the draft right there.
Yeah, for her.
What? I think she won it in spades.
Categories, that was dangerous.
I think Smee is the most overrated, overhyped. Nigel hit it when he called him a bad hype man. He's kind of like the Cheddar Bob of 8 Mile in Disney. And he's the guy that's going to pull around himself. He's the worst.
You are only selling me. You are only selling me on Smee. You are all of you are only making me think that I made the right choice here.
I think TOT had it pulled off a dream trade today.
Wow. Gabriella, I tell you, that was a sneaky, sneaky move. And
well done.
Wow, and incredible. But I'll have you know that if anybody knows Peter Pan, it's Mark Andrada. So his know-how of these characters are going to be crucial in his debates and his battles. So be warned. So sneaky move by Mark. But speaking of Mark, Mark's on the board. It's the champ, Monstars, Inc. Laflore, with new addition, Smee.
Yes, Smee's a very sweet guy. Listen, there seems to be a lot of cat talk today. There's so many cats floating around, cats everywhere. And I'm with Dale. Cats are not for me. You know, they look fine, I suppose, on a poster or something, like hanging on to a branch or playing with some yarn. But I prefer a dog. I'm going to go with Alpha.
This is Alpha Con Duck. Come in, Duck.
Hi, Alpha. Sounds funny.
I know.
Alpha, Munce's dog. I like this pick. Good value in the last round. How evil is this pet? He's got some big teeth and
I got three hyenas though. I like the odds. My three against is one. I'm not worried about Alpha. He talked like a tough guy because he had the little collar on, but he got played out in the end.
And all you need is a tennis ball, right? And you're golden against...
That's pretty much it, man. He was outsmarted by Doug, who knows like five words.
Oh, Doug.
True. Doug's adorable. Going over to Dale, Alpha. Alpha's a beautiful dog, though. And I know you're a dog person. It was a good pick.
Damn, he's like a Doberman or something, isn't he? But you know what's really sad about Dobermans, though, and their ears? How they do that to their ears? Just
and their
saying.
Tails, yeah.
Their tails,
yeah.
Docking the tails. Putting the ears and they put the little tampon tops on their ears.
Yeah.
It's not nice. No. It's not nice what it's they not. Do to them. That all this to say, I don't really know much about Alpha.
All right. Glad I asked. Well, Dale, let's stick with you right now because it's your pick, the last pick for the Red Way People Eaters here in the fifth round.
Man, I'm in Very Evil Pets, and I gotta say, I hate this category. I don't like it. There's nobody here that I'm interested in. I'm not excited. You know, I'm talking to my scouts. They're out there looking. They're coming back. They're trying to pitch me. And I'm just like, take them all out and put them down. Just put all these pets down. Take them to a kill shelter and put them there.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, you are a villain.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Like, honestly, I was thinking, I was like, maybe I should go with, like, C and M. But I'm like, man, I already have Burr Fox and Burr Bear. Like, how many racist characters can I have? I can't stack up. I can't stack this many racist characters together. I can't do it. Right. So
once again, she hasn't even made her pick, but I'm an ally. I stand by Dale. So whatever you say, I support, Dale. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think I'm stuck. I think the only real choice I can make is Gideon.
Why, he's a natural-born actor, eh, Gideon?
You know, he's a drunk depiction of a cat in a children's movie. He's actually drunk, guys. So I'm going with him. you know, and maybe, listen, maybe we'll talk about, you know, the problems right now. There's a, like, substance abuse issues going on. I'm choosing a drunk cat who burps. That's what's happening. I hate this category. Somebody kill Gideon immediately.
Wow. I got to say, Dale's team of social justice warriors, look out. Look out, friends. Good luck in that debate when going up against Dale. All right, Gideon, going to the cat man, Matthew Yipchuk. Are you a little jelly here? Like that this cat didn't make it to your squad?
Why would I be jealous? I picked the best cat in the category. Yeah, I could have had Gideon, except again, I didn't go for the drunk cat who can't like put one paw in front of the other. I went for the loyal cat who has control of an entire household.
Listen, Gideon is a functional drunk. Okay, he's a functional alcoholic. He gets his jobs done. Yeah, so let's just start there.
How many lives do you think he has left?
He is con manning people all up all over the place.
Yeah, well, it's under the orders of a sly fox. You take that fox away and you just have a wayward drunk cat.
She does have a fox on her team.
Oh, I do.
She does.
Oh, true. But we don't know what that fox does.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out in our matchups. But right now, we have Marty Adams on the clock. Marty Adams with the final pick in the Villains League draft in the fifth round. Marty, you've got Iago, the Headless Horseman, Facilier Shadow, and Claude Frollo. You need an evil beast.
That's correct, yeah. Chris. And, you know, there's one evil beast that to me is just the best of the bunch and who helped me get to the finals. And I don't know if he ever lost to anybody, rightly so, because he is the eater of babies and ate the lead character, one of the lead character's legs. And the lead character had a peg leg the rest of the movie. He is none other than the demon bear with the strength of 10 men, Mordu.
Mordu is back and badder than ever. He actually was defeated by Randall Boggs, but no big deal.
No. Randall Boggs didn't beat anybody. Remember, he was your pick and you didn't make it out of the first round.
I know, but I beat you with Randall Boggs on Mordu. I got that point.
Think that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, go back. Listen
to
the tape.
Did you keep track of all of your points?
Yeah, kind of. I did. I was like, it was a controversial loss, without a doubt. I don't want to single out the judges on that one, Dale, but you know, it was a controversial one for sure.
Wow.
Mordu is the pick here. Let's head over to Nigel. This is a big, scary bear that eats babies. I would say that's evil. Would you agree?
Yeah, man. I mean, what do you want a brother to say? You know what I mean? Like, well, let's break it down, though, Chris.
Let's break it down. Yeah, we got a minute. Break it down.
No, we don't need to. I mean, that's a good pick. I mean, we got a big bear. I mean, the thing eats kids. Like, we get it. You know, I mean, I'm not going to get into details or minutia. You know, it's when you're scrolling on the IG, okay,
mm-hmm.
and you're scrolling on the TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see animals on there, you're going to stop and you're going to watch that. But if you see a bear, you're like, okay, I'll watch this. But as soon as it approaches a crib or like a child, you're going to stop watching, right?
Yes.
Because you know what's going to happen. Viciousness ensues.
Thanks, Nigel. And I think he'll pair well with Facilier Shadow. I appreciate
that. Wait, hold on. Was I just defending Marty there? I wasn't listening to that draft.
What happened here?
And I didn't.
That's okay. What happened.
What a dumb pick. Moving on.
Moving on indeed. It's Gene with his final pick from Hades and Halal. Gener, you've got your beast, you got your magic person, you got a human. I think you need a crony is what you need right now.
I do. And there's a couple of good ones left. I mean, Jasper and Horace, Anastasia Drizella.
Mm-hmm.
Nathaniel even is very underrated because I think he's willing to do just about anything to succeed.
Desperate.
Super desperate. So I think I'm gonna go Nathaniel.
Poison apples, my lady. You mean you want me to
Nathaniel's the pick from Enchanted. You gotta wonder if the judges are gonna know who this guy is. Would you say that Enchanted is a popular enough movie that these judges are going to be able to weigh in and know the strengths and value of Nathaniel?
Well, here's the thing, though. If they're worthy judges, then they should know. Okay. Otherwise, they shouldn't be judges. Oh, there's got to be a criteria, Chris. I hope we're going to keep this above board. I would like to know that they're going to be know what they're doing.
Well, I mean, you hope, you know. But, you know, I bring a bunch of comedians on here, and sometimes they don't know what they're talking about. So
I just hope the fix is
it's a bit of a dice roll, buddy. I mean, I'll be honest. You know?
But I don't know, man.
I like the pick. I like a strong pick. And let's cross our fingers that they're into Enchanted and the guy from Grey's Anatomy. Let's hope so.
Is he in Grey's Anatomy too?
When I think of that movie, all I think of is, you know, McDreamy or whatever.
Nathaniel's not in.
No, I know, yeah. But no. Not
he plays Nathaniel plays the same exact character every single movie he's in.
Yeah, isn't he Wormtail?
He's that,
oh,
yeah,
that guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's actor. The same character in everything he's in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably like that in real life.
All right. Well, hey, this is it. This is the last pick. Nigel Downer, wrap up this draft, my friend. Let's see. What do you got here, Nige? You got Dr. Facilier, Scar, Lock, Shock, and Barrel, Syndrome. Mm. I think you also need an evil pet here.
That's what I do need, yes, my friend. Sir. That's what I do need.
Why don't I just read out the last ones available here?
Yeah, we've go on and get it.
We've got Diablo on the board. Psy and Am are Aunt Sarah's cats. We got Sir Hiss, and we got Scroop, who's that crab spider from Treasure Planet. There's a Treasure Planet thing on here. Amazing.
You say amazing, I say weird. So I Googled also, him and I was like, oh yeah, that guy, hard pass.
Also, can we say that Chris says amazing to the choices he made for this list? Well, that's awesome that's on there. I'll put that on there.
Well, you're welcome to help make this list, Mark, but you know, it was a solo effort.
Oh no, I'm good, thank you.
I think most of us have said it. This is a very tough category. I think in the future, if I am asked to come back and pick a team, I might go into the evil pets a little sooner because it's a challenge, man. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, you know, and siding with a bunch of friends here, Dale as my ally, I'm definitely going with Psy and M.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes. I'm not. I'm absolutely not going with Psy.
I mean, the truth is they come out and they just get canceled immediately.
Yes. It's so true.
They just come out, they take a selfie with whoever they have. They kill themselves. They kill the person they're with.
Yeah. Everybody done. Side Am, not my pick. I am going to make this move. This is one that I am going to have to do. Somebody else admitted to having to do research about the character. I'm going to have to do some research, but I'm going to drop this theme real quick. This is a deep cut. Ladies and gentlemen, this track is called Once Upon a Dream from the Maleficent soundtrack. As the last pick of the last round, your boy from this Downers and Justice Society of Sinisterlies picks Diablo, Maleficent's Vulture. Let's go.
So eerie, Nigel.
So eerie.
Had to end it strong.
It was good. It was a good ending. What a nice button to the end of this draft. Nigel selects Diablo, who was a pivotal evil pet in the last Villains League. Cost somebody a big L, and that was me. Thanks a lot. All right.
Well, amazing.
Yeah. It's a great way to wrap this up. Diablo, what do you think? Bird or truly an evil pet? Bring that to Marty Adams. What do you think of Nigel's pick?
I think it's an amazing pick. Obviously, Diablo was the linchpin in my victories leading to the finals. I think it would have been a clean sweep against Chris had Dale just had felt really bad and like, also said, I don't like the movie Brave. Mordu sounds scarier, but I got to give it to Randall Boggs just because Chris hasn't won anything. So right.
Some retroactive bitterness. I like it. All right.
I love that you guys remember all my wild card antics and I have no memory.
You don't care either. You're like, whatever.
I was like, did I say that? I think Mordu's scary. Hell.
All right, friends. Well, that wraps up the draft. So stick around, friends, because in the next month, we're going to be having lots of matchups. We're going to be bringing our friends right back here. And in fact, guys, maybe we can take a quick minute here and figure out who is going up against who. Mark, would you do me the honor of throwing up the wheel of names? And we have our two divisions. So in Division One, we have Matt, we have Miriam, we have Gabriella and Jean. And then we'll do our comedians division and we'll determine right now the matchups so you guys can start strategizing and getting ready. So
right, okay,
we've got the four names up on the wheel. It's Matt, Gabriella, Jean, and Miriam. Mark, if you'll do the honors, please spin the wheel. Okay, we are spinning. We are spinning. Matt, it's Gabriella is selected first. So Gabriella is the first selection picked. Hey, applauso for Gabriella. Very nice. And let's see who Gabriella is going up against. Gabriella will be taking on in the first round of the Villains League. It's looking like it's going to be Jean. Gabriella versus Jean, the Toilets of Terror, taking on Hades and Halal. And that means that Miriam, her team, the Miriam's Malevolent Master Minds, will be going up against the Mad Tea Partiers and Matt Yipchuk. Those are our two matches coming out of the Disney Bloggers division. So let's determine who will be going up against each other in the Disnerdy Comedians division.
Hey, Chris, since rules can just change willy-nilly in this league, I just want to say right now
pardon me,
that I don't want the wheel. I want Mark Andrade in the first round.
Whoa! Mark, if you
want to... I want you!
You can accept or we can spin the wheel. I'll leave it to you, Mark. The wheel has been spun.
Oh, wow. Volume, sir. You'll get me anyways. You'll get me anyways.
Marty Adams is first selected on the board.
That's right.
Let's see who Marty will be going up against. Will it be Mark? Or will it be somebody else?
You can't duck me now, Mark. It's fate. It's coming to you.
And let's spin the wheel, Mark. The wheel is spinning. Here we go. It is. Oh, no. No. Come on. Mark Andrade, ladies and gentlemen. Mark yes. against Marty in yes. the first round.
It's meant to be.
You tried to duck me, but now I'm your worst nightmare.
I was leaving it to the rules because I didn't like that you said the rules are willy-nilly. So I thought we would stick to the rules.
Unbelievable. Wow. It was meant to be, its fate. And that also means that Nigel Downer will be going head-to-head against Dale Boyer. That's the Wedway People Eaters against Downer's Injustice Society thing. That great team name.
No, you say it right. We don't sign off until you say it right. The acronym is DIS, but it's in the chat. Thank you, Miriam. It okay. is Downers Injustice Society of Sinisterlies. Come on, they're all sinister.
Sinisterlies. Got it. Okay,
that's DIS. Just DIS is fine.
DIS.
It's going to be difficult because Nigel and I have been such allies. You know, now we have to go up against each other.
Well,
hey, Chris, can I just say one thing about Mark?
You may.
There's almost everybody's picks. You can't really say outright that one is going to beat the other, right? But when it comes to Facilier Shadow and Smee, I like where I'm sitting.
Marty Adams, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to see all these amazing guys go head to head in a debate battle over the greatest villains in Disney lore, do check us out right here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast over the next month for our Villains League event, matchups, and championship. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to say a big thank you to all of you for participating in this long draft. I hope you had a fun time. Let's go around the horn. I want to know where we can find you. Matt, Teacup for One, a fantastic YouTube channel. Where can we find you?
You can find me on YouTube at Teacup for One. It's spelled the way it sounds, teacup, the word four, F-O-R, and then one. And it's where I talk about Disney, Shakespeare, cats, and Funko Pops, and sometimes Broadway musicals, because those seem to get more views than anything else. So the heart wants what it wants, but the internet wants what it wants as well. So I'm going to give it to them. Or you can find me on Instagram at Yipchuk, which sounds nothing like my YouTube channel, but it's my last name and I don't want my cousins to get that handle from me. So that's Yipchuck for pictures of Funkos.
Gabriella from WDW Bathrooms. You want pics of toilets at Disney? Gabriella's got them. Where can we find you and some of your amazing coverage of Disney toilets?
At WDW_bathrooms.
On Instagram, her coverage is amazing. Martin Adams, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Don't lie to him. Do not lie to him.
It's a pleasure. I had a nice time. Marty, do you want people to find you? Do you want us to just not even say anything?
Well, I think you can find me next whooping Mark's butt in round one. So that's where you'll find me.
Dale, the queen of our World Showcase Showdown, thank you so much for joining us. And where can we find you? You've got a lot going on right now.
I do, but I don't know. You'll see me around doing stuff.
All right.
A cool movie and some dumb commercials.
you want an Insta shout out?
Yeah, give me an Insta shout out at Dale C. Boyer, which is DaleCBoyer, because it's all Frenchy. Come hang out with me on Instagram. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a great time. Dale, thank you for joining us. Nigel Downer, a big thank you to you, sir, for joining us as well. Nige, thank you so much for coming on. Where can we find you, and where can we find BitPlay is an amazing show that you star in?
Listen, you can find your boy Nigel on IG. That is Instagram for people that that know. Marty doesn't. It is Nigel underscore Downer. So N-I-G-E-L underscore Downer. D-O-W-N-E-R. I'm going to post more frequently. I haven't, but people, I'm going to trust. Just follow, brother. And also, if you want to get some good laughs in about pop culture, about race, about the acting industry, and just overall nerdism, check out BitPlayers. B-I-T-P-L-A-Y-A-S. BitPlayers on, if you're in Canada, you go to CBC Gem. And if you're in the Americas, you can go to Prime. It's Amazon Prime. It's all there, man. All 8 episodes. Co-written, co-starring me. And we won some fancy awards for it. So you know what? Make sure I don't feel guilty about winning those awards and watch the show.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay.
It's a great show, guys. Don't miss BitPlayers on Prime in the U.S. and CBC Gem in Canada. Thank you to you, Nigel, for joining us. And Gene Manny, a big thank you to you. Post-surgery, he's still in recovery. He makes it on the show, talks for 3 hours. We really appreciate it. Gene, tell us what you're up to and where we can find you.
You can find me at on the Disney Underground podcast, which is on Magic of the Mouse Radio, Tuesdays, Thursdays, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find me on Instagram at the underscore magical underscore lifestyle. And a bunch of stuff coming up, but you know, YouTube popping and a bunch of different things. I can't wait to share with everybody.
Go check out Giener. He's doing lots of fun stuff over at the Disney Underground and the Magical Lifestyle Network. Mark and Miriam, I love you. I always have. Thanks for doing this again.
What? No churro fun shout out? How dare
you?
You want
to do it? Hey, Miriam, where can we find you here
every week? At the Churro Fund on Instagram and also on the We Like Theme Parks podcast every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 and noon on Sundays.
On Magic of the Mouse. Yeah, don't miss that. And Mark, thank you. You want to say something too? You want to plug something, Mark?
I'm going to be busy plugging Marty. That's not anything. I got to go to bed.
You got to commit to that. No. I want to see how this plays out. Finish that sentence.
How's that plugging going?
Yeah. I got to go to bed. That's not anything what I'm talking about.
Well, friends, thanks so much for tuning in today. If you had a good time, you know, hey, rate, review, subscribe. Why not? Those are all nice things. We're having a good time. If you have a segment idea or just want to say hi, or hey, maybe you would have drafted somebody different in the Dylan's League, hit us up at whatsup@welikethemeparks.com. You can always find us goofing around on Instagram @welikethemeparks. And as Miriam said, Magic of the Mouse, she said the dates already. The music for We Like Theme Parks, hey, Mike Treblecock. Check him out at
miketreblecockmusic.com.
That's where you find him. A big thank you to everybody. Dale, Gabriella, Marty, Gene, Nigel, Matt, and Miriam, and Mark. And myself, hey, I'm Chris. Thanks so much for joining us, friends. So that's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And everybody, get off mute. Here we go.
We like parks. Yeah, that was... Yeah. Parks or parks? Oh, it's parks? Exclusive. We like theme parks. Do we like theme parks podcast?